That Picom is doing the eye candy stuff. Happy OpenBSD Day! So today, the latest version of OpenBSD version 7.8 was released, and I updated my OpenBSD laptop. At the moment, on my ThinkPad T480, I am using OpenBSD, and I have been using it for roughly a month, I think. Give it more, less. And why I have been using OpenBSD on my laptop? Well, some of you will argue that Linux is going to shit sooner or later for this or that reason, and we need this backup, and where are we going to go if or when Linux dies, and stuff like that. So I think that's a legit concern if you're really concerned about that. But even if this happens, it won't be that soon, so there is no real reason why you should think about switching anywhere anytime soon. But me being me, I'm always curious and I want to learn new stuff, and I had to. I have been to the BSD EuroBSD conference, and all of these people have taken me so warmly and nicely, and you know, I've had this sticker on me that said Linux Renaissance, and they thought that I'm trolling, but nobody actually told me that directly before I asked. But anyways, they were all really cool to me, and they joined a couple of Linux BSD actually communities. But what I meant with Linux is it's a typo in my language, but what I really meant is these people are cool. Linux people are cool as well. But when you are a new member of a community, which is something I cannot say for myself in regards to Linux, I'm the one, awaiting eagerly for new people to arrive. So it's a little bit of switch scenario with me and the BSD community. So I have installed it on my laptop. I have talked to people. I have asked questions. I told them what works for me great, what doesn't work for me, what is completely broken, how to fix this, how to do this. And they are all very open to conversation, to helping. So that was kind of nice and warm. But why OpenBSD? So what's up with that? You know, I think, like, from the pragmatic perspective, let's put aside the fact that OpenBSD is having its main mission to be the most secure operating system in the world. I think out of all of the three main BSDs, FreeBSD has a bigger chance of going mainstream with the desktop, if it isn't already, at least within the community. It is targeting for Wayland. It is having NVIDIA drivers. It is having all of the kind of modern touches. It's speedy. It has a lot of file system support. All of the good stuff that makes it a general operating system. So that's FreeBSD. And in essence, I went with FreeBSD first on my laptop. It felt like OpenBSD might bring me to a halt much sooner compared to FreeBSD. That was my opinion and my expectation. However, you cannot expect things which you don't expect. So what happened with me and FreeBSD is that I have installed it. I have installed Hyperland, and Wayland worked nicely, and all things started going very well. And I installed a lot of other things on my computer, on my laptop actually. And at one point I considered it like too much bloat. I'm not that skilled in cleaning my FreeBSD, so this being a test laptop after all, let's just format it all and do it from scratch. No problem. And let's practice the process of installation. And what do you know? Some of the packages that I needed, I think it was actually Hyperland, they're not available anymore. Like, what is going on? So I tried to re-educate myself. So FreeBSD is like every other BSD. It's a complete operating system. And by complete, they don't count the graphical interface into that usually. Although OpenBSD does include it. FreeBSD, well, you have to install your graphical interface on it. And these things come from the packages repository there. They don't keep the base system, although I think they are switching to that as well. Like the base system will be handled by the packaging system that usually just handles third-party software. I think they're going to join that in the future, but as things stand right now, before version 15 comes out, these things are separate, the base OS and the packages. So from the packages, you would pull Hyperland. They have two versions of packaging repository with somewhat samey content. But the difference is that you have quarterly packaging system. This would give you something that resembles a stable Linux distribution in comparison. What quarterly means is that they will be testing packages for 3 months and then they will delete the repository, the quarterly one, and recompile it and fill it up once again with the new versions of packages. So every 3 months you get new quarterly releases of everything that is considered third party, meaning non-FreeBSD core. Then you have another packaging system, which is called, I actually forgot, so don't take it as an ill will for me. Let's call it Current. I don't think it's called Current, but let's call it Current. That one more resembles a rolling Linux distribution in the way that third-party packages are being updated all of the time. So you still have your stable base operating system, but the overlay of the third-party packages are constantly rolling while the base is standing still. So you can compare this with, for example, like you having Debian stable and putting only FlatHub on top of Debian stable. So the FlatHub packages are going to be rotating all of the time while the Debian base is going to stay the same, and it will work reliably for the remainder of the time that it is supposed to be supported. So I think you could compare these two. So I have decided, as a person who wants a little bit more stable experience, I wanted to choose quarterly. Even more so, quarterly seems to be the default on FreeBSD. So after I have reinstalled my FreeBSD, there was no Hyperland. And why there was no Hyperland on quarterly after it has been there like a week ago is because it wasn't yet compiled for quarterly. And what I mean by not yet, I mean that every 3 months the quarterly repository is deleted first. And after it's deleted first, now you have nothing in the repository. And if you try to install something from the repository, you will not be able to, because there is nothing in there. And then packages start compiling and coming back one by one. And sometimes the compiling process, the packaging process, it may stop for whatever reason. Maybe it requires some manual intervention. Sometimes it takes like 2 weeks before something is available again in the quarterly. So if you reinstall your computer and come in an awkward date, you know, a couple of weeks back and forth, you may not have an ability to install the software that you need. So honestly, this kind of feels like bullshit. Really, I mean, I am a content creator. I reinstall operating system very often. If this would be my long time FreeBSD computer, it probably wouldn't be a problem, because when the new quarterly rolls, I don't have to upgrade immediately. I can just wait until everything is, you know, fully compiled and ready, and then upgrade my packages. That's a no-brainer. But if you're reinstalling your computer in these weeks when there are unsolved issues in the quarterly repository, it doesn't contain the software that you need. But it used to, and it will, but not today. And maybe not tomorrow, and maybe not next week. you don't know. I really wanted to use Hyperland, and I couldn't. So they told me you should use the current one, the one that's rolling all the time. And I was like, nah, I don't want to. I don't want the latest packages. I mean, I want to, but don't want daily up. This is why I went away from Arch Linux. I don't want this kind of it's too much. It's too much for me. I really don't need. And then I understood that OpenBSD does things really differently. They have these releases that release like new operating system versions that come out once every 6 months. And they only have one kind of repository, which is a repository that is compiled for a distribution version. So they support the current version, which is 7.8 since today. And they also support the version 7.7, which is now 6 months old, and it will remain supported for another 6 months. So if you don't want to upgrade every version, in theory, you can upgrade every two versions, but probably not, because you have to upgrade one by one anyway. So that's not exactly the, how to put it. You decide for yourself. It's doable, but maybe not. There you go. Everything in the main hardware, how do you call them? Like for x86-64, for ARM64, and I think there may be a third one that is in the main hardware platform. They are all like tier one supported, and they get all of the packages they want. So today is the OpenBSD new release. You run the command sysupgrade to upgrade the base operating system. This takes a couple of minutes, reboots. Then you do the pkg_add-u for the upgrading all of the third-party packages, and they are already day one for your new OpenBSD distribution. So this felt a lot better more in line with my expectations on how an operating system should behave towards the end user. There are other problems, like no NVIDIA drivers whatsoever. FreeBSD has official NVIDIA drivers. OpenBSD, except it doesn't have any NVIDIA drivers. It doesn't have Hyperland, and Wayland stuff is in the diapers still. So I don't know when Wayland is going to be super duper supported on OpenBSD, but they, being very security focused, they don't care much about the shiny new stuff. So it may take a while until they catch up with the hype that is Wayland. But yeah, now I'm on OpenBSD, and I was thinking about using a desktop environment. KDE didn't work that well. I mean, it worked technically, but the animations were very choppy, if that's a word, and they didn't manage to fix that with my Intel graphics card. Whether or not the AMD drivers are better on OpenBSD, I don't have experience with. I only have Intel for now. But Intel with KDE on OpenBSD didn't feel good. Didn't feel good. It felt like shit. So I started looking for a window manager. Let's go old school. The whole operating system actually feels very minimal and quite in a good way. It brings me back to my childhood when I was learning about Linux. And now I'm learning about something that resembles the core philosophy and feeling of what Linux used to feel like 30 years ago. And this is a positive thing in my mind, and it keeps me entertained and motivated to learn and dig more into it. So I have been a little bit hacking on my computer, tuning it, fixing some of the hardware glitches that I have. Quite successfully so far, doing some scripting, making stuff work for me in the most automated way possible. You know, window manager was still missing, and I tried a couple of them, even the FVWM, is it how it spells out in English, and stuff like that. Also, Window Maker, that one is awesome, inspired by Steve Jobs' work on Next. I used that one as my first window manager like 30 years ago, so I like that one, but it's not that great today. Then I tried DWM from the elitist suckless group, and I always thought that this is a little bit of an overkill for me in terms of how it configures, you know, editing the config files and then recompiling and patching the source code with the changes that you have downloaded from the internet from other people, or changes that you have implemented in the source code yourself. I am not a programmer, so I can't do that. I can patch with other people's patches, but all things considered, it felt like not the best fit for me. I did give it a chance anyway. You know, that's how I do things. I give stuff a chance until something sticks. And believe it or not, it actually felt a lot like Hyperland, DWM, minus the eye candy. But from the core usability, it definitely feels like Hyperland was inspired by DWM. Maybe it was, I don't know. But that's the magic feeling that it's giving me. And I like it. I like it. I have been using DWM for the past 2 weeks now, and I have configured it quite a bit, and I have had the VSync issues with screen tearing. So internet told me I should fix that with Pcom, which is a compositor. And when I installed Pcom and started configuring it, I realized that Pcom is doing the eye candy stuff. Basically, applying some Pcom eye candy stuff brings the Hyperland eye candy feeling to the DWM, believe it or not. And now my DWM feels a lot like it's coming from the Hyperland, you know, pun intended. So this is where I stand right now. I will be continuing using OpenBSD on my laptop for the foreseeable future. I have been preparing a longer video where I will show you everything that I did to my computer, like how to install OpenBSD, how to configure it, how to configure it with the DWM, how to make it usable, how to apply some of the useful patches, how to apply some of the eye candy, which browser to use, how to play video games. There are a couple of things that I have already learned, and it's been going great. I'm very thankful for the BSD community that has been like pushing me forward all the time and cheering for me to they didn't have to cheer not to give up, because when something is really bothering me, I do tend to quit and postpone it for later until some things are improved on, which is what happened with FreeBSD. But OpenBSD seems to be a lot better fit for me, and also it has better hardware support. better Wi-Fi support. I can have Wi-Fi 5 speeds on OpenBSD, while on FreeBSD I only get Wi-Fi 3 speeds, which is in numbers like 20 megabits per second on FreeBSD versus I don't know half a gigabit on OpenBSD. These are the realistic speeds. Maybe a little bit less on OpenBSD, but somewhere around that number. That's kind of it. If you are interested in me making legit OpenBSD content in the near future, please give this video a like, especially because you have been watching it for quite a lot of minutes, and thank you very much for giving me a chance to speak out on this topic. This is something that I have been truly enjoying for the past month. So if you are new to this channel and a friend of BSD, maybe sub to my channel. I definitely do want to provide a lot more BSD content. Also, if you feel like supporting me, there is coffee links, maybe a membership on YouTube, stuff like that. This gives me a lot of motivation, not even joking. And if not, maybe you can stick around for a couple of more seconds and enjoy reading all of the names on the screen that have been supporting me the most. I thank them this from the bottom of my heart. Bye. Thank you.